This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We're about to go around the NFL, and this is completely just me being having a squirrel moment. I see something, I'm saying it. Did you realize that the NFL.com has a red zone countdown that right now is 2 hours and 58 minutes towards when red zone starts? Like, does that really happen?
2 days.
Or sorry, 2 days rather. Yeah. I said 2 hours, but 2 days and 58 minutes. Like, word?
I mean, is red zone not that big of a thing? Like, that big of a deal? Like, you got people who that's how they consume the game. I know for me, especially when the Texans are on the road, I've got one TV on the Texans.
Correct.
And then I got another TV on the red zone. And then I probably got another TV on another actual game, mm-hmm. right? So, like, the red zone is just a part of...
Oh, you think you me.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a part of the Sunday. I mean, we're from the same
You're
era.
You're channeling.
We're from the same era of multiple screens.
Yeah.
Probably a built-in ADHD that's undiagnosed, but kind of just a part of our lifestyle. So, yeah, no, I'm about that multi-screen life.
By the way, that's Brandon Scott. He's in on a Friday. He's here with us for the entirety of this hour. Excited for this. By the way, let me ask you this, because I'm sure you watch Thursday Night Football like a lot of us. Fun one, thank God. It does feel like this year we've gotten more fun Thursday Night Football. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Amazon Prime Video. Are you with these fellow gentlemen on the idea that Mac Jones, or as someone on the YouTube wants me to call him, Mac Jones, that he has changed his life with this change of scenery to the San Francisco 49ers from Jacksonville and New England?
Yeah, I was listening to both. I think both of what y'all say can be true. Like,
all
when
right.
when you come out here and say, okay, when you respond with, well, we've seen Nick Mullins
Reggie's
do
about
this.
To say, get out of here.
We've seen C.J. Burthead do this. Yeah, it's a system thing, and the system
yes.
has changed his life. Like,
see, he's leaning more toward my side.
I think that circumstance yes. and system matters for most quarterbacks.
Reggie
most,
calling him a system quarterback.
And he is a system quarterback.
But the system matters.
Well, get that system for that
yes,
quarterback
the system
then.
Matters.
That's what I'm saying. Let's keep that system.
And yeah. even within the context of being a system quarterback, not every quarterback can operate within a system.
They Fair need, enough.
They need to be more of an artist or an individual, right? So, yeah. like, he is a system quarterback in an ideal system. It's a perfect kind of meeting of the minds, if you will. So, yeah, I think it's changed his life. Even though I agree that another system quarterback could do it, will the one in this situation be Mac Jones?
Oh, yeah. I try not to be too hard on dudes being part of a group of, like, 50 people in the world mm-hmm. who do this, which is quarterbacks that can even start reasonably and feasibly start a football game in the National Football League. It is a very small group, and I try to respect that. Within that, though, maybe he does end up in that place where he gets, like, a real nice contract for a backup. I feel like he was already in a place where he was just going to be...
See, I'm not so sure. That's where we really differ.
Backup type dude.
But yeah. think about it, like Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than any of the ones that we're talking about.
Certainly. Yeah.
But Jalen Hurts wouldn't have been Jalen Hurts in New England or Jacksonville.
Well, right. No, of course. But
He would have been better probably than Mac Jones. But what I'm saying is the system and the situation.
Yes.
Going to Oklahoma changed Jalen Hurts' life. Mm-hmm. Going to Philadelphia and not New England or Jacksonville changed his life. I think going to San Francisco and not being in Jacksonville or New England anymore absolutely changes Jones.
He was either already there or very close to being a punchline. you know, Mac Jones.
Still kind of is a little bit.
I mean, we saw Nathan Peterman keep getting backup jobs.
Yeah, but what happened afterward?
My point is, I think that the place that he's in right now as, ooh, we kind of like him as possibly a backup quarterback, is a place that he was already in.
But I don't think
he effectively has changed his lot in life.
He wasn't in Ryan Fitzpatrick territory where you can make $140 million in
I'm not sure that he's in Ryan Fitzpatrick territory right now.
I think he's on track to be that guy.
All right.
Yeah.
I will agree to disagree. I'm not saying there's not validity in what you're saying. I'm just not in that same place with you.
But let's say Matt Jones, let's say he ended up being a starter for the rest of the year and just kind of had a really good year.
I think that hurts him more than it helps him.
No, he's going to get paid by somebody else to start.
Yeah.
To start?
I think so.
Fitzpatrick
did? That happened to Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
So why can't it happen to Matt Jones? Somebody that's a team that really need a quarterback.
Yes. Sam Darnold is more talented than Mac Jones. As odd as that feels like to say, because we're talking about Sam Darnold, but I think there's a little bit of a difference there. You use Nathan Peterman as an example. I mean,
yeah, he kept getting backup jobs.
That was rough.
That's an indictment on the league.
But that's my point is that when you, especially like if you have just a certain level of competence at quarterback, and I think more importantly as a backup, like what is your demeanor in the locker room? Like what do you bring? Do you not bring things down? Are you a value to your quarter, to your starter? I think that Mac has already demonstrated those things as opposed to coming out and having it, what is admittedly a very, very good performance.
I think what helps him just as much as anything, obviously his play and kind of proving it on the field, of course, but also having seen these redemption stories at quarterback, whether it be Sam Darnold or Geno Smith or Baker Mayfield and all of these different ones that we've seen across the league, I think that history along with what he's showing on the field definitely helps his prospects.
Do you ever feel like you're being attacked?
No.
But he was throwing some darts. He really was. First half was outstanding.
He was throwing some good footballs. Now, of course, he was throwing some good footballs to booty butt naked open wide receivers. Shout out to Kyle Shanahan.
Not that crosser that on the first touchdown drive that was right in that window.
He had a good game.
That's when I went.
He had a good game.
He had a good game. I am not here to attack Reggie for saying I don't believe in Mac Jones. I think that's a perfectly reasonable take by you.
But I don't think anybody's being attacked here. I just want to make it clear. We're having a fun conversation more than anything.
The bigger question, I think, and I think it's a strong argument, that changed his life.
It did.
In terms of dollars and cents, if nothing else. How about you?
Because just to that point, one night can change. The one night with the Rams for Baker Mayfield, I thought changed his life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that. And it didn't happen immediately after that, but that's another example.
Hell, Green Bay changed Matt Flynn's life.
Yeah.
Because he ended up getting the contract after
that. That is the one I believe. Like, Matt Flynn got the come up off of this one. And shout out, like, honestly, I actually have, it sounds like I'm being a hater now, and if you choose to believe that, that is 100% fine with me. It's okay. I actually very much root for the dude who is the legend at the bank, right? Yeah. Matt Flynn, he is one of my, if there is one thing in life that I wish I could do is for someone to call me overpaid. Please. Yeah. Like, I would love to be the overpaid guy who is paid above his qualities. Please.
I feel good for the Flynn Family Trust.
Yes.
I got a good feeling about it.
And see, that's why I feel like a team will throw Matt Jones a bag. Mm-hmm. If he continue to do this, somebody going to give him a bag.
If they do, I will laugh at the team, but I will celebrate Mac Jones. I'll tell you that for damn sure.
All right, so let me give you my change of scenery story. Because I've actually told this story a couple of times on the air about meeting Seth Payne while I was in college when I was a student at Sam Houston State and sort of at least maintaining, like, basically we never forgot each other after that, right?
Okay.
We weren't like best buddies after that, but we maintained a relationship from college all the way up until the point to where I started working here about 6 years ago. But the change of scenery part, okay, so that's like a moment that was objectively life-changing for me, right? But the change of scenery aspect of that is the fact that Sam Houston State and Stephen F. Austin, SFA, played their rivalry game, started to play their rivalry game right at NRG Stadium, still called Reliant at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the change of scenery that changed my life. Because before that, I don't know if Sports Radio 610 was broadcasting the Battle of the Piney Woods before they went to NRG Stadium. And that's how I end up meeting Seth Payne. Once Sam Houston State and SFA start to meet in Houston instead of at their respective schools, alternating each year, like when I first got to college.
Yeah.
Now, several years in, we're at NRG Stadium. We're rubbing
elbows. Because he was the analyst.
We're rubbing elbows with Sports Radio 610, and I meet Mike Meltzer and Seth Payne.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the change of scenery that I think about that changed my life. If they were still doing those games in the sticks, I would have never met Seth Payne and might not have never made the Sports Radio 610.
And look at God, man. We are all blessed for that particular circumstance. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610, mind you, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always, always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between these Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And actually, pursuant to that juicy matchup, we got a little bit of information. Jameson Hensley is who I'm seeing this from. He is the ESPN Ravens reporter out there in Baltimore. He says that the Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson missed his third straight practice today, and obviously the final one before this game on Sunday. So it's looking like Jackson will miss his first game due to injury since 2023. Kyle Hamilton also missed practice, which would be his second straight day. It's really leaning towards like those really probably – I was about to say quarterback of the defense, but I can't do that because Roquan, but probably the best player on the Ravens defense, best player on their offense, likely to miss this game.
Yeah, I was going to say the Kyle Hamilton one is just as significant because that's not one at the beginning of the week we were necessarily
expecting.
Didn't
even think about it.
And he popped up on the injury list, I think, as a limited participant earlier in the week.
First day, Wednesday was limited.
Yeah. But then he goes to non-participant, which makes you think, hey, something got worse or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I think we were always, y'all tell me if y'all think different, but I never was expecting Lamar Jackson to play in this game.
I
always thought it was more of a lip service, gamesmanship type of thing. And there is a desperation level for the Ravens in terms of, like, not feeling like they can afford just because it's the Texans and they dominate them or whatever the case may be, they're not good enough right now to be able to afford to just like rest him if there's any chance that he could go. But if he couldn't finish that last game and you're telling me it's a hamstring and we're talking about Lamar Jackson here, I could not imagine him being ready to play just a week later. So I never thought that he was playing, but to find out that Kyle Hamilton is dealing with some kind of ailment and he might not be out there when he might be there, you talk about their best defensive player. Okay, we got Roquan and we got Kyle Hamilton. That's about the list of their redeeming qualities on defense at this point, especially when you consider the health situation.
Marlon Humphrey.
Well,
I don't know how you feel about Jair at this
point in his career. But is Marlon not banged up too?
Marlon's banged up. Yeah, Jair's banged up.
Yeah, so I'm
Cheeto,
talking. Yeah,
the
so
dudes
talking,
who could have been healthy.
Right.
Yeah. Kyle Van Noy is returning, though. He's a solid player, but he's not on the same level.
But had been banged up. So So like out of the guys that were supposed to be healthy, that was the list of guys that were good at that point.
Right.
And so, that's a significant issue for the Ravens.
Yeah, absolutely. So just wanted to give you that update. More around the NFL. Shout out to Vic Fangio, defense coordinator for the Eagles, and honestly, godfather of the whole style right now, right? Yeah. We talk about all this too high safety. Vic Fangio is the defensive coordinator that everybody is bopping off of, right? And he actually had something to say about where a trend happening in the NFL, and it's not really even defense. Listen to Vic Fangio here.
You know what you guys have missed? Not just you, but everybody, is, you know, we gave up a 65-yard field goal and a 58-yard field goal. These kicking balls that they changed this year have drastically changed the kicking game, field goals in particular. So it's almost like they need an asterisk here, like it was the live ball error or the asterisk for those home runs Bonds and Sosa and McGuire were hitting, you know.
A little drive-by.
The way they've changed the ball, the NFL, the kicking ball, has drastically changed the field goals.
That's probably good. That's probably good there. And, I mean, like, he had more to say about it, but he brings up a good point that shout-out to Jordan Rodrigue of The Athletic. She followed up on. This is actually a thing that is statistically solid as much as it is also, like, something that anecdotally we feel. As of the last, let's go with 5 years. I will give you the last 5 years of field goal percentages. All right. Starting in, let's go, 2021, 60.5% field goal when it comes to 50 plus. Mm-hmm. So 50 yards or more field goals, 60.5% make. Then 77.4% make in 2022, which was wild. 69.7% then 23, 75.3% last year, and now up to 73.7% again.
That's a weird fluctuation.
It really is.
That goes up and down, I think,
but in the first
significant percentage points.
Right, in the first 4 weeks and the start of the season, the NFL sent every team 60 footballs stamped as K-balls. Like, these are clearly different footballs than the other ones that are used. And they're also, there's a different circumstance with how they can prepare the balls this year. But we're seeing
they can take them during the week and keep them.
Yeah.
And then decide which ones they want to use, which I think is a wild thing that they even would agree to.
Yeah, but we're seeing the effects of it. We're seeing the effects of it. And it's kind of wild. We've talked about it a little bit in passing, how teams line up for 50 yarders. And if it feels like we're kind of looking at them like we had previously a decade ago looked at 35 or 40 yard field goals.
Yeah, I am regretful because I saw this in the rundown before I came in and I'm like, man, I wish you had sent this to me right before we went to go talk to Frank Ross yesterday.
Yeah.
Because we always have a good time talking to him and I hadn't been around for coordinator day in a while. So I don't know if they had addressed this yet. We certainly didn't yesterday. Yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about field goal blocks and what goes into that. And, of course, the Ravens, a big part of their identity, especially if you're a football head, you know this and understand this, is how they emphasize special teams. John Harbaugh himself being a guy with a special teams background. So we talked a lot about Ravens culture and their special teams. Mm-hmm. We talked about blocking kicks. But we did not get to this. I would have loved to have heard what he had to say about this because this is an interesting data point that you presented.
Let me ask you guys the most important question because my answer is no. Is it good? My answer is no. I think it keeps you from going for it maybe a little bit more. It certainly, you know, yes, you get 3 points here and there more often, but I feel like the game itself, as they're trying to make it more exciting, nobody likes field goals.
I don't think that there's inherent good or bad within it, but I hear what you're saying and I understand. I kind of like what you're saying because you do want more of what the essence of football seemingly is, which is a play from scrimmage, offense, defense. I don't think it's inherently a bad thing, but it does change what we're doing. And it does feel like the further trend that we've seen in the NFL where you're gearing this towards trying to score points. And I do wonder if that is indicative of a larger mentality that's going to try and erode at some of the essence of the game.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you're into. If you're asking me, I would agree with you and say that it's not good because I don't like field goals either. But some folks are into, and we can appreciate this as folks that break down the game and all that, like are into more of the strategy and the clock management and the decision making and that sort of thing. And I do think it's a sort of a fascinating wrinkle in how teams go about, let's say, the end of a half or their 2-minute drill or the end of the game or what they think is possible, you know, years ago, maybe even last year or 5 years ago, 21 seconds left in the half meant nothing for some teams. And now they feel like they can make a 60-yarder and they actually get after it and go.
And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But I do wonder, because as I was thinking about it, I'm continuing to think about the question you asked. I think there is some bad within it because he compared it to the live ball era. And one of the things I hate is that unless you are super informed, and you can keep these errors in your mind, historically it starts messing with being able to compare across larger swaths of time, which is one of those things that you always want to be able to do.
Another couple things for me, I think it kind of takes away a little bit of the drama.
That's the part that I don't agree with. I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I do think it adds some drama because of the strategy, because I think there's a little bit more of an urgency toward the end of a half or the end of a game.
But coaches are playing for a field goal at the 40.
Yeah,
that's
suck.
My point.
That does suck.
Like you can see it. You can see it on the field. D'Amico does it. You know, where they're at the 40 and then all of a sudden conservative and all this other. Whereas before they're like, I don't trust my kicker. I don't know if it's going to go through. And here's the other one. Mm-hmm. This really did it for me. And I feel bad because when this came out and we talked about it, we just kind of went, oh, they're going to be able to use the ball. Like, no, we didn't even realize the potential, you know, that it could be. But the one that did it for me is I was watching the Cowboys game. And obviously, he's an outlier. He has an even better leg, Bailey.
Brandon Aubrey?
Aubrey, I mean.
You went back to Dan Bailey.
Yeah, Aubrey. They said, well, if they can just get to their own 48. And I went, their own 48?
Yeah.
I was like, where's the drama?
We can definitely agree that more field goals is not good.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. I think that more field goals, and especially if that means fewer touchdowns or fewer efforts to get touchdowns, I would agree that that is not good.
Yeah, and paired with the touchback, that does kind of make this a little wild. I actually wanted to get to another special teams thing, but I'll hold on to it because we got B. Scott for the entirety of the hour. The thing that I'm actually more interested in, to give you a little bit of tease, this knuckleball kickoff.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
So I want to get your input, as you obviously were talking to the coordinators yesterday at NRG Stadium. And you know what? What better time than getting B. Scott's thoughts? So I'm going to force one of your hand a little bit on one of the thoughts, but I'm interested on what your other thoughts are, and we'll get those next on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, you know who's in the building. It's a Friday, and he makes it even better on a football Friday. His name is Brandon K. Scott. We call him B. Scott from Hiram Clark. He sits in with us now. And he was on his grind this week out there at NRG Stadium getting some feel for what's happening. So I want to get his thoughts, as I normally do just generally, but I think it's brought up another level headed into this interesting matchup.
Yeah, for sure. And just to kind of pay off on what we were talking about in the earlier segment about the knuckleball kicker, they're definitely going to be facing one of those. I think it was funny. Frank Ross made a Tim Wakefield reference in the press conference yesterday. Tim Wakefield, of course, of baseball knuckleball fame.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace.
But yeah, exactly. But
oh, he's no longer with us.
But Tyler Loop, you know, the rookie kicker that they're going to face in the Ravens is a knuckleball kicker. And the whole issue is like just the fact that the ball can, the way that Frank Ross described it was just like it just drops off a table. You know, it just like just drops and it's really
like
hard
a knuckler.
Like a knuckler, of course. And so it's hard. The whole point is, and he mentioned this, what you're trying to do, what you're looking for is anything where your returner can't sprint into the catch, right? So it's harder to sprint into. And this is where momentum is actually a more proper term.
No, it is. It is a scientific term as opposed to the nonsense y'all be saying.
Yeah, you cannot use your momentum, sprint your momentum into the football and kind of catch your stride as you're trying to return it. And so the Ravens have a kicker like that, and the Texans, of course, are going to have to be preparing for that. Of course, you know, here we are on Friday. I'm sure they've already been preparing, but that's something that they're going to have to deal with on Sunday.
I actually think that I like Jalen Noll for a knuckle kicker, and the reason why I say that is Jalen Noll, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, as a returner. Thank you so much. When he catches, he takes a second before he gets going anyway. So mm-hmm. I think he is less dependent on that physical, that, you know, that forward momentum as he's going to return. Yeah. I think he gets up to speed quick enough. So the biggest thing, though, is with that knuckleball, when it hits the ground, is it going to squirt away from him to where now he has to go and corral it as opposed to being in line, catching it, and then going?
Yeah, I think that it's an important conversation just because, look, we're talking about a Texans team that offense has struggled, and they got a unique opportunity to go up against, and this is going to be some of the Beast Guy's thoughts, going up against a Ravens defense that was already struggling, and now it's the backups to the guys that were struggling. You can only do yourselves favors with field position and, you know, and handling these exact situations properly.
I'm still going back to the last conversation with these kickoffs. I'm wondering if there are K-balls for kickoffs and K-balls for field goals.
Interesting.
Because those K-balls for kickoffs might look like rugby balls. You know, because of the knuckle factor. You know, I mean, I'd love to see them
The article that we referenced in the previous segment does just it calls out specialists, so it doesn't say, "Hey, it's just." You know, it's just the long snapper, or it's just the
I'm looking
kicker,
for every advantage here, guys.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. It is interesting.
Yeah, yeah, and I understand they're specifically made for kicking. I do wonder if...
But you can treat them, basically.
Yeah, you can treat them, but, I mean, they should still be, like, the same ball or the same construction.
Well, something's different.
Something is different. I never pretend to know exactly why juiced baseballs are juiced, so it'd be something else entirely for me to be like, well, this football, you got to understand, is they use different twine or whatever.
So y'all tell me if y'all see this the same way or similarly. I'm looking at this game as almost like, I think a lot of us agree that it's a special opportunity for the Texans to go out there and actually beat the Ravens because they don't necessarily look like the Ravens as we all know them. But I'm also looking at it as a tale between two games. Like, I'm looking at the opportunity on the defensive side and the offensive side as being totally different, right? Like, and we've got injuries across the board. But for the Ravens, for example, right? On the offensive side, we're really just talking about Lamar Jackson. Now it's Lamar Jackson, right? A top three quarterback, depending on where you want to put him, a top 3 to 5 quarterback in the NFL, right? So there's that. But they got pretty much everybody else that matters on the offensive side. And then
except for tackle.
Except
well, hold on.
But
he practiced today.
Yeah, but even there, like the tackles aren't really that great. I like the Texans matchup no matter who the Ravens put out there at tackle. And so then on the defensive side, it's all of the guys basically that are either banged up, just coming back, or not, like in the Kyle Hamilton case.
Yeah.
So to me, it's the offense that's got a special opportunity because I feel like the defense that they're going to be facing against the Ravens ain't really a Ravens defense. It's no better than the Titans defense, really, that you just faced in the previous week. Whereas on the other side of the ball, I don't necessarily view it that way. Obviously, you would rather face Cooper Rush than Lamar Jackson. Like, I'm not going to try to get cute or be silly here.
Yeah.
But to me, the Ravens still have enough, and Cooper Rush is competent. I feel like y'all were kind of talking about this a little bit earlier in the show.
Yeah.
But he is competent enough to get the ball to, like how hard is it to get the ball to Derrick Henry? If Todd Monken can pull his head out of his keister, right, then they should be able to figure something out to just hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. And we've seen how that could work for Derrick Henry against the Texans, how this Texans defense has defended the run in previous games this year. It hasn't always been great. So if they can do that, if Cooper Rush can get the ball to Andrews and Deion, we've seen quarterbacks along the lines of Cooper Rush's talent find a way to get the ball to DeAndre Hopkins right here in this city.
Yeah.
Right? Zay Flowers, guys like these who can hurt
you. Mark
Andrews, and they got a number of tight ends, guys that can hurt you over the middle. They still got the weaponry and a quarterback just good enough to get the ball to those weapons and allow them to be who they are.
And to that end, the latest injury report, as of really just a few minutes ago, these players did not practice today for the Ravens. We've got the whole list here. Lamar Jackson, Kyle Hamilton, Roquan Smith, Marlon Humphrey, Awuzie. I know I said that wrong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
He's Nigerian. You knew it. You know I was going to have one for you.
Owa?
Odafe Owa?
Yeah, that guy. And Patrick Ricard, who is a weapon.
Big fullback. Big fullback. Yeah.
But that's all. That's the who's who on defense.
Yeah, but yeah. So think about that. The offense. I feel like it comes down to this: the offense has no excuse not to perform. Mm-hmm. It's a bare bones defense to a defense that already wasn't very good. And the names that we know, the Kyle Hamiltons, Marlon Humphrey, who you mentioned earlier, Reggie, and Roquan Smith might I don't know if he'll play. But if he's banged up or injured, like, these guys are not 100% on defense. It's, again, a lesser defense than even the one that you just faced in the Tennessee Titans. That is just unequivocally a special opportunity for you on the offensive side.
Yeah.
Defensively, I still feel like they got their work cut out for them because the weapons are, for the most part, still there for the Ravens. I feel like a lot of times we don't really talk about this with the Ravens because they do have a quarterback. Like, we don't talk about their weapons as guys who – you don't need a great quarterback for them to be effective, right? Because they do have a great quarterback. So the conversation is mute for the most part because Lamar Jackson is playing. But since he's not, I do think that it's worth highlighting that they got guys that it doesn't take Lamar Jackson or Dan Marino or the greatest quarterback in the world to get them the ball and for them to be effective.
Zay Flowers, you get him the ball in space, he can go for you. Rashad Bateman is probably more of your more traditional wide receiver, but he's coming to his own. I thought he was going to be this guy straight coming out of Minnesota. It's taking him a little while to find that. DeAndre Hopkins is just
balls.
He's a difficult play, a difficult catch maker, and we know that uniquely here. Yeah. Right? Chuck it up there, dog. Yeah. And I think the one that probably gets really interesting, especially coming off of last year where I think people started looking at him on worst watch, Mark Andrews, who has had quite a bounce back early on in the season. And especially because with this Texans team, the kind of bend don't break of it all, you can find those easy 5 to 10 yard kind of dump offs to a tight end frequently. And Mark Andrews has incredible awareness and space to hit you in those.
What's your next thought?
Yeah, well, so I'm really just thinking about like the middle of the field, kind of building on that, like the middle of the field, the issues that they have tackling like that. That is for me, a real concern for the Texans. We talk about them being favorites and this unique opportunity for them to win the game. Well, they still got some spots where they can hit you where you hurt or exploit some of your weaknesses as a defense. So I'm sold on the offense in terms of being able to get some things done against a bare bones defense that's not very good. I don't know how much the lack of Lamar Jackson is going to end up being impactful if they can still get the ball to these other guys that can make things happen for the Ravens. So I'm still quite a bit worried about the Texans when it comes to them defending the Ravens' weapons.
That is interesting. Excited to see. I think with Derrick Henry, we've talked about him a lot. I'm still in that kind of middle ground because I think that he's benefited, and part of like the resurgence that we saw for him coming from the Titans to Baltimore was that's a run game where the threat of Lamar Jackson also creates some stuff.
Of course.
And I do wonder how much that is negated. I don't think that's entirely but I wonder how much that's negated.
I keep going back. He's had 11, 12, and 8 carries last 3 games. He's going to hit 20.
Yeah,
and that's my worry.
And the Ravens' offensive line, notably, kind of similar to the Texans' offensive line in this regard, much better at run blocking than they are at anything else. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I can't get it out of my head, the Monday night game. I know it's been several weeks ago now, but just watching the Texans' defensive line get moved and pushed by a Bucs offensive line that I wasn't expecting to perform that way.
Right.
A Bucs rushing attack that is, let's just fairly say, decidedly not Derrick Henry.
Can't confirm.
So I would say concerned about that.
Fair enough. That is fair. All right. B. Scott's thoughts on Fridays here at 11:20. He's still with us for one more segment where let's get into what's popping, including we got to salute a happy birthday to a very notable Texan. What gift would you get him? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next. All right, let's get into what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. I'm going to start with the messiest thing that I have, and then we'll get to some other things. Thursday night, not football when it comes to the NFL, but Thursday night football and college football. Sam Houston State University was out there playing. They fall to New Mexico State 37-10. And I bring this up, obviously, because we have Sam Houston State alum. And honestly, he wears it with pride.
Yeah.
He's got in studio. And the question I have is, are you on 0-12 watch?
Bro, so it's so funny because earlier when we were doing around the NFL and you were like, yeah, I know we were all watching Thursday night football. I had it on one screen.
Okay.
But I was mainly watching my school get his ass kicked by New Mexico State.
Because this felt like the one of the ones that you have as a possibility to get one.
I thought, but I was wrong. So the athletic department ended up tweeting out the final score. It's most like, the establishment accounts do, they'll tweet out the final score with a graphic or something like that. And I quoted it like, man, this team is basically taking a gap year. Like, if we're keeping with the college theme, Sam Houston State football feels like they're taking a gap year. They think they me all of a sudden, like they can just blow off their college years like it ain't nothing. But yes, to answer your question, I am on 0-for watch because every gettable game that it felt like that they had, they have not gotten, and this is the latest example of that. Like they are. I was in a text thread in the group chat with some of my fellow Sam Houston State alums, and I follow it more than they do. Mm-hmm. And one of them's like, "Man, what happened to this team?"
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Bro, I watch every game. They are unwatchable. Like it is bad enough now. As much as I love my Bearcats, where I'm not sure if I'm gonna watch the
come
next
on
game.
Now you will.
I might punt on the season just from a. It's not that I don't care.
Yeah,
and it's not that You're I'm not frustrated. Bothered by it.
Protecting your peace.
No, it's not even that. I can deal with the static. It's not watchable. it's a hard. Like I'd rather watch bad television. I'd rather rewatch Love Island. Like it is that bad.
You need some of that NIL, man. Who's the richest?
Well, actually, I think because NIL. But the tough part about it is at this
Dan Rather would be my guess.
Yeah. At this level, I wonder how much NIL affects it. I think more importantly is like relationships. Obviously, you had big time coach leave go to Temple, correct?
Yeah.
Do you know how much of the transfer he took with him? Because that's one of the things that Kurt Cignetti did really well at Indiana.
He
took all his guys because, JMU was where he was at previously. Mm-hmm. And they got a lot of transfers up.
That's a good question because I didn't think about as much about what left with Keeler as much as did what could come in with Longo. Because Phil Longo has now, like, he coached Drake May. Like, he was at, he coached Shea Patterson at one point at Ole Miss. Like, he's coached guys. He was at Ole Miss. He was at North Carolina. So he's been at bigger schools.
Yeah.
So I was expecting him to come along with that cachet. I haven't exactly seen that, but that's a good question. I would be curious to see what all left with Keeler, either to Temple with Keeler or just because he was gone. Therefore, they sought out their next opportunity. Man. But it's rough living right now in Huntsville.
You got to get some money in there, man.
They do.
Remember when Shea Patterson was the hot thing? He was going to be the next great thing.
Yeah, that didn't exactly happen. But I mean, there is money coming in. Like they're redoing the stadium, or parts of the stadium at least, the press box and the seats and all of that. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're in the Conference USA now. Like there's more money coming in, but they need more money than that.
Yeah.
They are not competitive.
And I just will take this moment to apologize to all the Sam Houston State Bearcats. that the time that I took to have a deep discussion of Sam Houston State.
Yeah, you got me going.
Is Overwatch. Yeah. Apologies. Yeah. I understand. But I like genuinely care.
You're gonna
I
do thought this during the loss.
I thought it was important.
If they would have won,
well,
you
to be fair,
brought it up.
Where are the wins this year?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are the wins where I could do this?
Yeah.
See, I'm not trying to be a bad guy, but I am. So I apologize.
It's tough living, man.
Yeah.
A happy birthday needs to be said on this day, especially after aggregators were really taking to CJ Stroud, saying that he was 23 years old.
No, man.
No longer right. As Coleridge Bernard Stroud IV is 24 years old on this day. Happy birthday to the man. Is there a gift? Obviously, have a little fun with this, that you would get to CJ Stroud. One gift.
Probably some Bengay.
Dude.
Getting old out there, man.
I don't have a gift, but it is so funny watching young people talk about old. Yeah.
Which is funny because I'm sure Lopez is looking at us talking about young people.
Well,
talking
and
about
I can understand because like you're looking at him because I'm looking at him the other day when he's talking about this. I'm like, you understand that like he's talking about looking at his old high school tape.
I'm not as fast as I was like.
I'm like, hey.
My thought was just wait.
Well, I told him, I said, wait until you actually get old.
Yes.
And I wanted to tell him, hey, you're sitting here talking to actual real life old people. And yes. I'm not that old, but I'm way older than you. And there's people sitting in this room that's way older than me.
Yes.
And all of us, when you were in high school, were adults.
Yes.
Like, so we're looking at you like, man, what you talk about? You was in high school like 6 or 7 years ago? Like, what are we doing?
It takes a legit 3 to 5 minutes when I get out of bed to get all the kinks out.
Hey,
to get all the just wait, Coleridge.
Hey, what would you give? And this is not question of the day worthy, but a relevant question it is. What would you give to be 24? Like, well, remember when you were 24?
But it's like
I'd love to be 24.
I would put a qualifier on it, like that old saying, "Youth is wasted on the young."
Yes.
Yeah, I would want to know. I would want to know what I know now.
Fair enough. That was the thing. It's like, actually, if it's just all encompassing, I wouldn't.
If I just go back to 24, no, thank you. But
yeah, because I was mad. I was very broke.
Yes.
And didn't know how to not be broke.
Yes.
So yeah, I don't.
If I knew what I know now, sign me up.
And for me in particular, and I'm sure it's surprising to hear this, 24 year old me was insufferable because I thought I knew something, I know that same. I didn't know anything.
Same. But I would not mind. You give me 24-year-old me with 36-year-old me's check, and I'd take it for all the good and the bad.
By the way, happy birthday to Nick Wright, too.
Oh, is it? What would he be, about 42 now, 41, for somewhere around there?
He was born in 84.
Yeah, shout out to him.
He's
then.
Putting all his business out there. Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him and his luscious locks.
What's his middle name?
Yeah, exactly.
Nicholas Coleridge, I don't know.
We don't need any more middle name talk on this because we still ain't gotten Nick Caserio's middle name. In fact, you are also now being deputized into the fight for the Nick Caserio middle name. Yeah, let's see. Shout out to Taylor Bell, said a new iPhone 17 upgrade his offense. A good old line off from the 408, clearly. Somebody said a Rockets hat. Which did you guys see the ad he did? He didn't add. And I'm trying to remember I'm trying to recall
it's
right
like
now.
It's like a furniture store.
Yeah,
right?
It was a furniture store. Yeah. It's Ashley Furniture that he didn't advertise before. And there he is wearing a cap for your Houston Astros.
Oh boy!
Question I have for you, gentlemen: did Ashley Furniture make him wear that hat? Or was that his choice on that day?
Oh no, that was not his choice on that day. He was definitely made to wear the hat. Like, man, I'm thinking back to when CJ. Y'all remember when CJ Stroud took the. He took the free throw, the first free throw shot at a Rockets game, but they were playing the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
And he happened to mention, just kind of as a offhanded comment in his press availability earlier in the week, like, they won't let me wear no Laker gear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, my God, man, I hope you didn't ask or think that would have been okay.
It sounds like he did.
What's the matter with you, man?
Yeah.
That ain't the first time he mentioned the Lakers in his press.
Had no decorum?
No.
He said, I'll be upset when my Lakers lose.
Yeah.
Also, just like casual Laker gear is a little wild. Like, you know what I mean? Like baseball caps work a little bit more as casual wear. I feel like people don't really wear basketball stuff super.
Ooh, but the Laker gear is nice. The purple and gold.
Lakers, I think, is maybe one of the exceptions.
Yeah, man, the purple and gold. I remember when they came out with those whites in the early 2000s with their white jerseys.
Yeah.
I had me one of those joints for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And then if they do the throwbacks to the Minneapolis Lakers and those blues, they're kind of icy. Okay.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, man.
Some other things that are popping. Did you see this? The NCAA really wants to get on our last damn nerves because Yahoo Sports and Ross Dellinger, fantastic college sports reporter, said that executives are, quote, inching closer to an agreement to expand the NCAA tournament to 76 teams with a 12-game opening round played at two sites, starting maybe as early as the 26-27 season.
Look, I don't want to sound insensitive, and this is coming from a small school guy, right? Mm-hmm. Sam Houston State's only been to the tournament a handful of times, right? And they get in as a as one of those automatic bids when they win their conference tournament and all of that. So I'm coming from it from this standpoint, right? I feel like they're going backwards here.
Well,
like should they not be doing fewer? Like I'd be fine with maybe half the amount of teams that we end up getting. Certainly not more.
Here's where I am. I hate it. I don't think it's smart. I think they're hogs, not pigs.
Ah, yeah, the old Mark Cuban. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered.
I think it's diminishing the regular. All the bad stuff. I feel.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch every game probably, or at least check in.
You well, ain't going to watch no I every actually, game.
I'll check in. I corrected that. Yeah. The thing is, it's so stupid. It's bad. It's bad from start to finish. And what are we all going to do?
I think a lot of people watch it. The only thing that will stop me from saying definitively that I'll watch it is if they treat it like the first four and we're playing games on Wednesday,
yeah.
It's not really as amenable, especially knowing that Thursday, Friday, March. Saturday, Sunday, I am going to be glued.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those people sports wise where I actually hit a limit. I'm like, this is too much. And I don't even know if I want four weekends. Like I think 3 weekends is a nice level. I think the 64, honestly, they got to 68. I think that's a nice place. You don't need to add that additional 8 teams. You really don't.
I just feel like y'all need to stop letting these leagues take advantage of y'all, man.
They are.
Like, I mean, don't.
And they'll take advantage of you. Don't act like you're not part of it.
No, I'm just saying we ain't got to be. They're going to put in teams that we have already having teams that we have no interest in watching and probably have no business being there.
Yeah.
And then they're going to add more teams
and
to that.
And then we're going
to
act like experts.
More teams that don't belong in there. And we're just going to say, give me more. Like, let's draw the line, man.
Yeah.
Let's not be so easily taken advantage of, man. Let's stand up with our back straight.
And yet we will be.
Have some pride.
And yet we will be.
Have Come some pride. Now. By the way, and we'll talk about this game, I'm certain, in our college football preview with Lopez's college football headline. However, the University of Houston will be taking on Texas Tech tomorrow at TDECU Stadium. And Houston has got, they're trying to keep that zero when it comes to losses. And they're doing it for the city of Houston. Remember, this is the Houston Blue jerseys that they're bringing out. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little scared.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot scared, if I'm
going
to
be honest. Yeah, it's been a nice story. It's a cute story.
Oh, you're writing them off.
And, well, look, y'all know how I
I'm
feel.
Kidding.
About,
I'm
y'all know how yeah. I feel about Willie Fritz. Y'all know how I feel about U of H, Third Ward, the city of Houston, and all of that. I don't think that this is going to happen for them. And, look, I'm on bowl watch. I feel like it's going to be a team that's obviously going to win.
Man, they already got 4 wins.
They already got 4 wins, mm-hmm.
right? We're talking about good bowl watch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, good bowl watch. Yeah. But I do feel like the undefeated streak ends at TDECU this weekend.
What do you think the crowd's going to look like?
No, I think it'll be a great –
I think it's going to be 30, 40% Texas Tech.
Look, I'll say it like this, and I'm not happy to say it. They might throw tortillas at the stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it might be like that.
Yeah.
Security, stop them from bringing in.
Please.
Man. Please. Yeah.
Please. We love HEB around here, but don't bring none of them.
Check them clear bags and make sure ain't no bread in there or nothing, man.
No bread.
Don't let them in.
Yeah. I mean, that,
figure
that's
you going?
That's worth it alone.
I'm actually going, yeah.
All right, text my two sons. They got tickets yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be there.
By the way,
get a tailgate going.
Speaking of bread, I hope your bread is right if you are hoping to see World Cup matches at NRG Stadium. Or sorry, I think they're going to call it like the Houston Stadium because FIFA has rules against branding or whatever.
Yep.
The secondary market has hit for World Cup's prices, World Cup tickets, and it is something. I was looking at just some of the other matches, especially that Houston is going to host. The first match that is available, like in the group stages, if you're looking at up in the 600 level up at the top, I'm seeing prices anywhere from like 1,400 up to about 2,800 in the top level NRG Stadium. And that's for the early match. The latest match that is going to be hosted at NRG Stadium is a round of 16 match where that same level, there are prices that are up to like $4,000 in the highest level of the stadium.
And that's just the prices that you're talking about. How about even the process of getting in and being able to purchase tickets? Like, they've got these kind of specialty offers and these sort of priority.
Oh, well, this is secondary market I'm talking about.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're now the effort to get some of these tickets. You either got to like have a hustle or you got to have that bankroll. Mm-hmm. So like these are hot commodities, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you are hoping to see some World Cup soccer here as we are hosting it, I'm just letting you know, it's not for the faint of heart.
No, it's not.
You might have to take out a second mortgage or something if you want to get out.
Hey, but you can make you a lick, though.
I bet you could
if you was in on that early market.
That's a good point. So if you did have that, maybe that was you got the cartoon dollar sign eyes going right now. That's what's popping here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Much appreciation to the man from Hiram Clark himself, Brandon K. Scott. We always, always enjoy you hanging out here. 806, love this show, but wreck him. Hey, I'm not telling you to not root for who you root for. I'm just saying, man, don't bring no damn tortillas to TDECU. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go behind enemy lines with our Odyssey NFL insider, Jason Lockefour, get a little bit of a better idea of what's happening there with the Ravens. We will do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.